are so bad. They're coming around the corner and they're going to go parallel with the other leach line there. So we're going to have two separate septic systems, two separate wells, and that's pretty much it. We just need to get it split so we can sell the house to the grandparents, and when they pass away and they leave it to us, if we can't afford it, we will need to sell it to somebody. Or if we're able to get it split and get a permit, we could go back to renting it as a nightly rental, or maybe just as a full-time rental, lease it out or something. But we definitely can't. I don't make a lot of money, in other words, so we can't afford two mortgages. We're just wanting to be able to move our her parents in there and let them buy it from us to help our situation, and eventually sell it or start renting it out again. And that's our plea is to. Can you show the where we want the property line? That one that had the red line on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we do the other one that has the 200 red lines. Yeah. So after this is a quiet title to us here, we're basically just wanting to go to the house right here. We just want to go right down the middle, all the way to the tree line. And then, like that. No, actually, this will be the. That's all we're asking for, right?
Yeah.
There. That's all we're asking for as far as dividing the lot is that right there. So this lot, at some point, will be the bigger lot.
Yeah.
So this one's going to be a little smaller, and that one's going to be bigger, which is fine for us. But we just need a line going right down through there to separate those two properties.
With that diagram, can you show again where your proposed leach fields are going to be?
Yes. You got to remember this is just shadows right here. This is the actual the line there, where Liberty Electric owns all that right now. So the leach line is going to be, the septic is going to be back here for the new house, and the leach line is going to go 200 feet right about to right there. Okay, and then the other one here, which is right here, is going to come around this right here, and it's going to go parallel with that one, 200 feet.
But you're saying that your leach lines for your proposed home would be then encroaching upon the other property.
Yeah, it will be, but we've got permission from Jeff to do that.
But
no, on the other house lot.
On the other house lot. So if you were to sell
the leach lines, okay.
Yes,
your leach lines. So if you were to sell that in X amount of years, then your leach lines would be on someone else's property.
But the septic wouldn't. So the leach lines.
But the leach lines would.
Okay. Then is that
and that's.
I mean, if you tell them when you're selling it, if you...
You make it known that both of our lease signs go out there, would that just make it so there's not like...
That's a new question.
Yeah. Just so we're not hiding anything, just... You know,
yeah, we would. We would.
I mean...
But I'm hoping not to ever...
Someday it will sell.
Yeah.
Someday it will.
Yeah.
50 years from now, when you have two different owners of those pieces of property.
After we die, yeah.
Well, I mean, at some point in the future, these properties will be owned by somebody else. And at that point, then the leach lines and the septic and the maintenance of that septic and everything about it, would be the responsibility of the owner of the property.
Right.
With a well, if you had a shared well, you would have a shared well agreement.
Right. Well, would we do an agreement?
That stuff could be recorded and understood. But as far as part of your septic system, I'm just not sure about that.
Well, you're talking real estate transaction issues, which is no different than a well. You could have a lateral field agreement that says lot one, if it's the south lot where the new house is, lateral is allowed to be on lot two. So whoever owns lot two knows.
So there's just a basic easement is normal, right?
Be an agreement.
Yeah, one property can give an easement. What they probably don't realize is it devalues one, and a bank's going to have an issue with lending on one. So it may hurt their deal. That's not our issue, but it's not ideal, yeah.
And not owning that. Well, it's Empire property, but that property that's going to be deeded to you.
I did talk to Jeff. I called him because that was something new. It's all tied in with the Lakeshore Drive deal and all that lawsuit that's been settled, gone as far as it can go. They said that they would give him that back there with a quiet title. They don't know for sure how they're going to do it or how much yet. It'll be October, November. But he said, yes, they were willing to do that and then do a flowage easement over it.
Right.
Scott, I keep hearing quiet title, which is a legal action.
Yep.
Are we saying quitclaim deed it? Like,
nope,
there's no deed?
No,
it's
that's exactly what he told me, and I called Jeff, and that's exactly. He said they're working out the details of what the quiet title of ownership. They would own it, but then Liberty would still have a flowage easement for the water flow on it.
So we've got a sewer line, leach line, and a floodplain.
Well, the whole house is in the floodplain.
Yeah, I saw the concrete. I didn't go down and look at this particular project, but I saw the concrete pillars.
But again, we've got regulations that we have to follow. You know, John's got regulations we have to follow. And that's why you saw the house up on the pillars. He's 1 foot above the base flood elevation, which we've given him. He's got to shoot us elevation certificate any time now. Would be ideal.
In this situation, if the sewer folks have already approved it, then
he has.
And he approved it for on somebody else's property.
On Liberty.
To start now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
and that's what we.
Because he gave him.
Everybody each other, they're saying, "Wow, I've never heard of that before."
Well, me neither. That's why I called Jeff. Yeah, I'm like, he's the second one that I've heard that from for that quiet title.
And the other problem we got is the lot is super small, 0.42 acres.
But we need to go ahead and see if they had any additional questions first.
So
and
ours probably. Would that be?
What size did you have for the lot? The existing? Did you talk about the lot now that we own?
No. You split it up. The one side's going to have, like you said, like almost an acre more.
Yeah.
But the other one's still only going to be 0.42 acres.
Yeah. Ours, this one over here?
Yeah. Yeah, with the sewer line running across somebody else.
And we did have, I don't know if it matters, but we had a meeting a couple months ago with the Long Beach Improvers Club. It's kind of like the HOA in that area. They're the organization that runs it.
That's 1.18 acres.
We told them about what we're doing and everything, and everybody seemed really excited and, you know, congratulatory towards us, and no one seemed to have any kind of problem with it. We said, we're building a new home, we're going to split it up, and we thought we were going to split it up. But
and the neighbors,
all the neighbors we talked to don't mind at all. I don't know if that matters or not. But.
So here's the best view, and I figured we'd go back to it, that shows this area in behind that home. That will be quiet titled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a lateral field next to the lake.
That's what John supposedly.
Well, it's just in the special flood hazard area.
Yeah.
It's not in the floodway. We're talking a different thing in the floodway, but this is just in the special flood hazard.
I forget what the elevation is.
When I did the septics and talked to Jeff City, they said if it flooded once a week, been five times in his whole lifetime.
He said he's been there for 25 years and he's never seen the water come up anywhere near the house. He said,
and it does, it's up.
It kind of goes uphill, I don't know if you can see that. But
even the floods we've had, it didn't go up this high. But it could.
So we're just at your guys' mercy, hoping you can help us out with the swinging this up. And I don't know if there's something else here.
No.
Do y'all need to see the permits for the septics?
Septics?
No.
Okay.
That's
what
it.
Else is
That's
there?
All I
Nothing
got.
Else?
That's all I got.
Okay. Trent, you weren't privy to any of the other pictures or the viewings here. Do you have any questions before they leave?
I don't have any questions at this moment.
Okay.
All righty. Anybody else have any additional questions?
I have. We seem to really go out of our way to allow variances like this, but this lot is going to be 0.42 acres.
I mean, is that there's lots smaller than that over there on that in that neighborhood? I mean.
Yeah, but we didn't make that decision.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, one more question, if it's okay, just before you guys leave. You probably heard Scott read at the beginning that we have some pretty set criteria for when we can give a variance and exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography. What is it, in your guys' own words, about this lot that makes it unique that we need to give this variance?
Just the fact that there's two houses on it, and we want her parents to live in that one probably within the next year or two, and in order for them to live there, they want to buy it from us to help us out, and then this way we're not having the two mortgages, and then when they pass on, they're going to leave it with us, is what we've discussed, and then we would either have to sell it again or rent it if we could get the approval for that. If not, we'll just sell it.
Okay, thank you.
And the other alternative, which would be devastating to us, would be if we had to sell, we would have to sell both of them. If we can't split it up, we'd have to sell our little dream home that we're building right now, along with that, because it's all on one property, and then we'd be stuck, you know, just having to move somewhere else. And this is our little dream place that we'd like to live until we die, you know. So that's the other option. That's why it would be devastating to us. Because if we had to sell, we would have to sell both.
Okay. So. All right. Well, guys, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else that would like to speak for this? Okay. Mm-hmm. Is there anybody else that would like to speak or would want to speak against this variance? Okay. Then we'll go ahead and close this to the public section, and board, we will go ahead and discuss the variance issue.
Okay.
You guys are welcome to be seated again.
Okay.
Thank you.
Does it? I was fishing with my buddy today, and he said to name drop him. Ron Erickson. He knows you.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. You know Ron Erickson. Yeah. Anyway, but we go to church together, and we were fishing today, and he goes, "You can name drop me if you want."
So
I'm name dropping. There you go.
All right.
Thank you. I'm hoping y'all like him.
Mm-hmm. My one of the issues that I have is the fact that we're talking about a piece of property that is promised but is not finalized, and even if it's in the works, you know, we would be giving permission on something that doesn't belong to them.
Yeah.
And you know, I would say at the very least, just in my opinion, is it would be postponed until there's been a transfer of property officially and recorded.
That's just one of my concerns. I have a major concern. 50 years from now, when it sells, you're going to have a 0.42 lot.
Right.
With a huge house, or with a house on it. And I understand, and I know that you can do documentation to take care of the easement for the sewer line repair, because it's going to need repaired. I mean, they're repairing one
sure.
now that's old.
Right.
So it's going to need to be done. I just got a couple of concerns about that. And, you know, you guys kind of know what I feel about setback easements and easements as well on, like, the sewer lines. You know, I hate to do that. And I don't know that we can postpone this for an indefinite length of time. I hate to make a decision not knowing that that property deal is going to happen, because I've seen those deals not be done in 6 months.
Could you not just give an approval conditional upon receiving
the
additional
land? They're already building another house.
Yeah.
And they do have a permit for that.
And for me,
into mother-in-law's quarters.
As I look at this lot, I see the undue hardship maybe to the applicant financially. They need that. But when I look at the lot itself, we have to meet the criteria for what is unique about this lot that creates the undue hardship.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's a unique feature of the lot. We're just trying to subdivide it down, and we're breaking our own rules just to break our own rules.
Self-created
right.
problem, I think.
Yeah.
You know, one solution would be, and I don't know if you could... The whole having a nightly rental is an entirely different situation altogether. We're not even discussing that. But